From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators walking through streets Saturday demanding the president, Robert Mugabe, step down from office. Signs they are carrying say Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool. The military that has stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past is now supporting the protests in Zimbabwe, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches will be made by a number of activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters calling for the president to resign. The Zimbabwe grounds is a symbolic location. It's where Zimbabweans welcome Mugabe back from exile in 1980. After the liberation war from white minority rule, demonstrations are being held in other cities around the country, also calling for an end to Mugabe's extensive rule. Russia vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed a resolution on Syria. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for the council.
Russia will not agree to any mechanism that might shine a spotlight on the use of chemical weapons by its ally, the Syrian regime. It's as simple and shameful as that.
Japan had put forward resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. This is VOA News.